Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. August 27th. At my first Al-Anon meeting, I was disappointed when I was given the 12 steps instead of a do's and don'ts list for changing the alcoholic. Nevertheless, I was desperate enough to give the steps a try anyway. At my second Al-Anon meeting, I thought I had those first three steps down pretty well. I knew I was powerless, I believed in God, and I was willing to dump my problems onto anyone who would take them. As I continued to attend meetings, I began to see that I wasn't really admitting my powerlessness, or I wouldn't keep trying to control everyone and everything around me. Okay, so I skipped the part about letting go and letting God. Today, I am so glad to have a patient God, so that when I finally say, "Not my will, but your will," God steps in and sorts things out in ways I never would have imagined. The first three steps aren't as easy as I once thought, but in Al-Anon, I've learned to aim for progress, not perfection. Today's reminder. When I was dealing with alcoholism without the help of Al-Anon, I developed coping skills. These are no longer enough. Al-Anon is teaching me a new and better set of skills. I will try to be patient with myself. I'm doing fine. As long as you live, keep learning how to live. Seneca. From the book Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.